Welcome. It is 5:39. All right, so in the world of sports, something caught my eye yesterday that I think is a bit ridiculous. And I need your expert sports analysis to give me your opinion.
Okay.
All right, A-Rod is suing Major League Baseball.
He's suing everybody.
The players' union, the league. Is he suing the Yankees themselves? I mean, I'm sure.
No, that'll come, I'm sure, if they decide to try to not pay him. But, yeah, he's suing everyone.
Now, he's suing them because of this suspension he got for this season, the 2014 season.
Right.
But after 2014, he would be allowed to come back and play.
If he can find someone to employ him, yes.
Okay, so he would not...
He's going to be old, and he'll be out of baseball for a year and a half
by that time. His contract with the Yankees, they're not going to honor that?
They have to honor part of it. They don't have to honor all of it. And now, it's going to help them immensely
with their salary situation. There was a... Isn't he the highest-paid ball player?
One of them, yeah.
All right. Now, wasn't there supposed to be a major bonus paid to him if he hit a milestone?
Right. Yeah, the home runs, and there's some others as well. That won't happen. You know what?
So what does he hope to accomplish? And I know you can't really answer that. It's only speculation. But what do you think he's hoping to accomplish by suing?
The arbitrator ruled that the suspension that they originally gave was too long, 211 games. They reduced it to 162, which is the length of a Major League Baseball season.
Right.
He wants to reduce it even further so he could come back at some point this coming season.
Nobody wants him.
Well, that's a good point, especially now. I mean, he's not only suing Major League Baseball, he's suing his own union.
Nobody's going to want him.
Who have been defending him.
Why?
Well, look, baseball has a history, though, of teams trying to sign guys in the playoff stretch if they think they can help them during the last month or two of the season.
Right. A lot of trades and this. Hey, I'll give you this guy.
Alex Rodriguez may be holding out some kind of hope that, you know, fine, he works out and shows that he could still hit.
Okay.
And some team that thinks they're in striking range.
Right.
Well, he's got a lot of postseason experience.
The Mud Hens pick him up.
Well, he's going to be a pariah. I'm not sure he gets another major league job. He may end up playing for one of these independent league teams if he wants to keep playing.
He'll go to Japan.
He could go to Japan. He could play for the New Jersey Bears or whatever that team is called.
The Newark Bears.
Yeah,
the Atlantic League.
Yeah, yeah. Jose Canseco played there at the end of his major league career. Other major leaguers have done it.
All right, so
that play for that team that Robert Redford played for, the Eureka Oilers or something.
That's right. There you go.
What about Klinger? He was always there. Was some baseball
Klinger
team.
Was from Toledo, and his favorite team was the Toledo Mud Hens. They're a minor league team. They're a AAA team. Yes.
There you go. Now for your Toledo Mud Hens, A-Rod. Right.
Well, players for the Mud Hens are actually one step away from the major
league. They're actually part of Major League Baseball. So yeah, A-Rod is sort of. Sort of done, I think.
All right. So the next thing I wanted to ask you about is, the Milwaukee Bucks played the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
Lost again.
Yeah.
They're finding new ways to suck. They're at the bottom we haven't seen in a while.
I have to tell you that this has been surprising to me that the Bucks are as bad as they are. At the beginning of the season, I thought the roster they put together was halfway decent. It was a good mix of young players and veterans. They weren't going to win the title, but they were going to be competitive, I thought. Injuries wrecked that early part of the season. They haven't been able to put the same lineup on the floor very often. And, they're historically bad so far.
All right, but there is one shining star, right? This guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo or something like that?
Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak.
Bless you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's two things. First of all, let's get to the serious issue. If he's a shining star, is he under contract where he stays next season?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
Or is he gone?
No, he's a rookie.
You know, somebody comes.
They've got some good young players.
Like the Lakers will say,
under contract.
Hey, you're actually doing pretty good.
No.
Our team sucks right now. Come on over.
He is a bright spot for the future, and this is a pretty deep college draft coming up at the end of this year, so they'll get another good young player, maybe the number one pick, as badly as they're playing.
All right, so with Gianni Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Say it with me. Ted Davis calls him the alphabet.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis.
Yanni
Antetokounmpo.
Humpala.
Say it with me.
Huffalumpagus.
This is much better than what that member of parliament in Greece was calling him.
Yeah. Okay, so and then lastly.
Yes.
You are one of these that say that the Washington Redskins should change their name because Redskins is possibly a racial derogatory.
Possibly?
Some people consider it to be racially insensitive.
Some people,
not everyone.
Most people
no,
should
not most,
if
not,
they don't.
Whatever. You're one to give morals. Yeah, you're the one to say who should and shouldn't.
There was a food company that was trying to put out a product, potato skins, and they were calling them red skins. And that wasn't even allowed because they know that it's derogatory.
Were they red?
They were red potatoes when they first started.
Well, then they are red skins.
Oh, you see, that's ridiculous.
That's being overly politically correct. All right, so my question to you
is... that's not describing an Indian, that's describing a potato.
Thank you. All right, so now with Chimichanga Antelo Humphrey.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
His nickname is?
The Greek Freak.
And how is that not racially insensitive and derogatory?
Well, freak is a term of endearment in this situation because he does everything so well.
Uh-huh.
He has long arms. He can jump out of the park. He can he can slam dunk. I mean, he's a fabulous player.
You hear what I'm hearing?
Well,
you think that's a double standard?
You think
Greek Freak equalizes Redskins?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Okay. Let us consider one of the high schools in our area, the Wausau West Warriors.
Right.
As Tom knows, who's lived here all of his life, that the Wausau West Warriors used to be an Indian warrior.
No, they weren't. They've always been the Spartan warrior.
They changed to a Roman-type warrior, which I personally, since I'm Italian, my ancestors are the Romans.
Right.
Why should I not be offended
by that? I believe they've always been a Spartan warrior. I believe that Wausau West was never an Indian name.
So then why is it okay to dress up as a Roman legion, which is what their mascot is?
I just cannot believe that you defend Redskins as an okay thing to say.
I didn't say I was defending it. I said some people are upset.
Yeah.
Some people think it's a racial thing. Uh-huh. I'm pointing out you're a hypocrite by thinking Greek Freak isn't also offensive.
Greek Freak is a nickname that was given to him on the internet. It is not the approved team nickname.
Freak is spelled F-R-E-A-K.
Yes.
And if it was going to be a
you do know in slang that freak is a complimentary term.
If it were spelled P-H,
oh please,
then it's it's complimentary.
Please. Describe your wife. As you're about to go to bed tonight as a freak,
and
see if it's a compliment or not.
Yo, baby, you better get your freak on. And she looks at me and goes, really, where are you sleeping?
Well, four more states are expected to legalize marijuana this year, including California. Well, you know, medical marijuana is already legal here. In fact, today, medical marijuana was approved for severe nausea experienced by Laker fans during the past couple of games. So you'll be able to take that. Yeah. Well, what is going on? They've lost 10 of the last 11 games. The Lakers are shooting so bad, Kim Jong-un said he wouldn't let them shoot his uncle. That's how bad. They are so bad they missed their flu shots. That's how bad. They are so bad Bruce Jenner was able to frown while watching him. He could actually frown. That's how bad.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.